home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, hello, my lovely. Welcome back to Rated G Radio. Tonight we have our very special guest, psychic Stephanie Girard. And in just a few moments, we're going to welcome Stephanie to the line. And you'll be able to talk to her in the second half of the show. It's going to be amazing. We are going to make this more of a Stephanie-centric show. So we're going to update you in just a couple of minutes. But with all of this, I'm out of breath, if you can't tell. I just raced back, literally, and I know I use that word a lot, but literally, I just walked in the door 93 seconds ago, fed the dogs, microwaved their food for 14 seconds instead of the usual 30, which they highly prefer, and plugged in the microphone, turned on the show, and here we are live. I went to the recordings. Today was just like a day of kerfuffle. So, you know, I have like 7,000 side hustles, the regular job and all of that fun stuff. So went to the regular job first, worked there for a few hours, and I took the afternoon off because I was going to go to the recording studio. But the interesting thing is that I have roots that really need attention. And I was able to get a hold of Larry, my hair guy at Anaheim Hair Company on Euclid, right in downtown beautiful Anaheim. And said, Larry, can you do me a favor? Because I can't get into the studio now until 4, and I thought it was going to be 1. I've got 2 hours. Right now I'm working 7 days a week plus two jobs, 7 days a week plus this, plus music, plus my book, and blah, 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 blah. And Larry knew that whenever I text him, I'd cry for help because I never reach out to Larry unless I really need some hair help. And Larry was able to get me in, race to the studio. I worked on some stuff with Brian Pothier at Pothier Productions. If you ever want to be, you know, like a rock star and are living in Southern California, don't know who to contact. Brian is the man, and he will get you hooked up and sounding fantastic. So the short version of all of this is that, or the shorter version, is I finished my album, my third album, Disco Resurrection, and I'm getting the artwork ready for that, and that'll be ready hopefully for Christmas release. And it'll have, I don't know, 5-6 tracks on it, something like that. And the project that I'm working on now is for album 4. And you're like, why are you starting album 4 when you just got done doing album 3 and you haven't even released it yet? Well, because I had extra studio time. I paid for it. So it's like, well, let's work on another song. So that's exactly what we were doing. So the song that we worked on today, and it's like super fun. It's called Don't You Know Who I Am? And it talks about all the bougie people in, out in the world going, don't you know who I am? And I'm like, yeah, honey, I see you a mile away. So one of the things that Brian always does for me when I leave the studio is he gives me what I call a scratch vocal rough cut. So I can listen to it 300 times on the way home. I can sing along to it. Because at least my process as a singer, you know, since that's not what I do full time, and I would love to, that would be just amazing, is that I, you know, write out the lyrics, I write the story, take it into the studio, and I really have no concept of how the song is going to sound until Brian and I start working on the music together. He'll put the music together, and then with all of his experience, he'll, you know, say, okay, sing it kind of like this, and then so I sing it kind of like the scratch vocal will do. Is, you know, he'll get me, you know, all sounding pretty and, you know, not out of tune and that type of stuff. And so for the next week or two, I'm just going to sit in the car on my way to and from work and sing the song, which sounds silly to do, except that I get to work out that's like, ooh, that doesn't flow well. I don't like my word choice here. Boy, I'd really like to do this. So when I go back to do final vocals, I can have, you know, revisions done. And so that's kind of what I did today. Anyway, so that's all me, enough about me. So Stephanie, as I was texting you on my way out of the studio door, I don't know if we're going to make it. Here we are. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Garrett. Thank you. Doing well, you know.
Yay.
You sound like your hair might have been standing on end before you got home.
Well,
my goodness.
It's definitely much whiter now that I've been bleached. So that is a good thing. And I'm looking at me in the mirror right here. And I'm like, I think it might be a little too blonde, but you know, another week I'll get some roots. So it'll be fine.
So did your hair grow back? Last you told me you had shaved off your hair.
Well, the last haircut I got was in January, and I did this before we knew what COVID was and what before we were on a lockdown. So I shaved my head last January, not knowing that any of this was going to take place. And about 3 weeks after I had my haircut, you know, we all went into lockdown, and I'm like, well, that was the smartest $20 I've ever spent. Of course, I could shave it myself or go to a barber, but I just like going to Larry. So I've, you know, gone to Larry for 100 years. And, you know, just like, I mean, ladies, if you're listening, you know, when you got a good hair person out there, yeah, don't leave them. They have to die and be in the dirt. And you need to have a copy of that death certificate before you're going to go find somebody else to touch your hair. That's Larry for me. So anyway.
Awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you got bleach stems. How exciting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So what's new and exciting for you since the last time we talked?
You know, this is actually really fun. One of my sisters, I have two sisters, and the younger of the two came to town. And because of Alaska and everything and the required quarantine, she had to stay for 2 weeks, which we absolutely loved it. She and her husband are doing some renovations on their home, and she was like, I need a break. Get me out of here. And he's like, okay, I'll send you up north. So he did. We had the most enjoyable time. And she got to see how fast everything changes up here, from the weather to the conditions. You know, when she got here, the sun was going down, I think, in the 6 o'clock hour. And by the time she left 2 weeks later, we were in the 5 o'clock hour. Now we're in the 4 o'clock hour. So it's dropping back fairly dramatically as it does. And then, you know, so December 22nd is a day of celebration here because that's the first day of day one of the days getting longer. So then we start to gain 5 minutes a day versus losing 5 minutes a day. But anyway, so she was here and I actually let her go. With my truck, I let her go out and about all by herself. I have a cute little, it's actually a mid-size SUV. And so she got to go out and about and tarry about. And she got on me because there is a mall here. Believe it or not, Anchorage has a nice mall. It's got a couple of malls, but there's this one really cute mall. It's like 5 stories. And she researched it, right? She was like, Stephanie, there's got to be something else here besides all these roads and everything. And she was like, you guys have a mall? I said, we do. I said, it has the one and only Apple store for the entire state of Alaska.
Oh, my gosh.
So I said mall. She found mall. She was showered and out the door before I could get my second cup of coffee. It's how that went. I'm like, goodbye, have fun, carry on. So anyway, so when she got here, the weather was beautiful. When she left, the morning that I drove her to the airport, it was snowing. And we are now in pretty much full-fledged winter. Yeah. So we've got the snow plows going. But it's beautiful. It's a winter wonderland, and of course it's still warm, and warm here means in the 30s and the 20s. But once it gets down to 10 and below, it's way too cold. Then it's just way too cold. But anyway, that was pretty cool. So she enjoyed her visit. And so then this past week, it was like, okay, the first week with no sister hanging out here, and I got up early one morning, gosh, what was it, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I opened the curtains in the living room, and I hadn't turned on any lamps yet. OMG, I see this, the sun doesn't come out till 9 right now. And so I'm seeing a silhouette of something, and it's like right there. And I'm like, oh my God, what is that? Well, it's a moose. And so I got so excited. I threw the window open, and I'm like, hi, Moosey Moose. This great big animal, male, with a big old paddles on its top, freezes, looks my way, and turns around. Didn't go too far because they're too big to have to run it too far. So he ran about maybe 20 feet, 30 feet, and laid down in the snow and angled himself to look in the window. Like, what is she going to do now?
Oh, my gosh.
So now I guess there's a family of moose that do like to gather here more so like December, January. It's anyway, there's three moose that like to, you know, meander around in the backyard here now that the snow is down. So I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to seeing these moose. It's not like the morning I went to take the garbage out and the black bear was, you know, walking down the neighbor's driveway next door. And I'm like, oh, it's a bear. It's a black bear. Oh my God, it's a black bear. And they say, don't move. Well, not only can you not move, I'm not breathing. I'm not blinking my eyes. Everything's frozen because it's like, if I say something, I didn't want to distract the bear, believe me.
Right, right.
But he was fine. He just walked through the cul-de-sac, walked through another neighbor's yard, went back into the green belt again. It's like, okay. So yeah, we're friends with our four-leggeds here. Since it's their territory to begin with.
So do you have favorite names for Moosey Moose and, you know, Black Bear and all of your friends?
All of my friends? Yeah. Yeah. So one is Moosey Moose, and then if I know it's a female, then they're Matilda. So they're either Matilda or they're Moosey Moose or Circus Bear. You know, when I saw the bear, Garrett, I'm not, you know, it's first thing in the morning. I like to get it down to the curb like before 7 in the morning because, you know, the garbage trucks, and it's a Monday of all things. Why do the garbage people have to come here on a Monday? Anyway, it's Monday morning, and I'm looking, just lovely. You know, when I sleep at night, I pull my hair on top of my head and make this big poofball ponytail. So I've got that. And then I've got the bathrobe that's probably so worn out it needs to go bye-bye. And then I've got on my blue, what I call slippers, but they're really garden shoes with fleece lining. I love them.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm looking like, yeah, I'm looking real ratchet, right? And so I'm like, I'm ready to go. Oh, I'm telling you. So I look at that bear, and at first it doesn't register. I see this thing, and it's like, it's not even clicking. Then I'm thinking, I'm at the circus because it really, they're so kind of, you know, they're kind of lumpy bumpy, but they're so uncoordinated. It looks like two humans are inside of a costume. I'm not kidding. That's how funny and offset this thing was. And then I'm looking, I'm watching, and it's like, that's a real bear. And I tried to walk backwards. I couldn't. I was frozen, absolutely frozen. But it was cute. It was funny. And that was the last time I've seen a bear that close. And I think that was plenty close. I don't think I need to read.
That's enough. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know.
Hey,
it's comical.
Stephanie, one of the things that I did while I was in the recording studio today is that one of the things that we're going to be doing with your show coming up in the new year is some dedicated segments of, well, entertainment, of course, but learning and inspiration. I have two sound bites for you.
Oh, really?
I know. And just to, you know, keep forward motion going on the show, I have one called Stephanie's Pearls of Wisdom, and then I have others called The Time Has Come. So I would really like to play one and then just, you know, can I throw you on the spot and just do the Pearls of Wisdom one and just have you listen to that and then maybe give us some Pearls of Wisdom?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. This is a world premiere, everybody. Get ready. It's 6 seconds. Ooh. That's going to change your life. Hang tight.
And now, Stephanie's Pearls of Wisdom.
I like that.
There you go.
That sounds really cool. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so do you have some pearls of wisdom you want to share?
Absolutely, I do. When does a Gemini not have something to say is the question. Okay. Said the Gemini. Okay.
Said the Gemini.
Yes. I just wanted to cover a couple of things. This has to do with the planets. This is astrology, and again, I always like to say I'm not an astrologer, but I love the awareness of what these things can teach us. So on the 3rd of this month, so this month is beyond entertaining. We'll just leave it at that. So it's been interesting for other reasons, but when we talk about the planets, first we look at the planet Mercury. And as many of us know, we were in Mercury retrograde for what felt like 12 years. It's almost as long as COVID, right? And so one of the reasons it was difficult, it was challenging, is because Mercury was retrograde in the sign of Scorpio. Well, Scorpio is a water sign. Water signs are female energy. And then the planet Scorpio, you know, if we think of a scorpion, they'll look at you. They've got that nasty little tail that's ready to shoot a dagger. But it takes a lot to make the scorpion want to cast its stinger. So the thing with Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, first of all, that would have impacted more heavily our Libras, Scorpios, and then Sagittarius. It would have impacted those three signs a little bit more. So Mercury going backwards in Scorpio, if you think about it, you know, when we're treading water and then try walking backwards in it, good luck. Well, that was a reflection of where it kind of took us. It took us deep into our emotions. And if we didn't go there, then it seemed to create and manifest different situations, different events that, you know, would have had the appearance of, oh, all is, and then nothing, or the bottom drops. This was also a time that led into a lot of relationships breaking up, which is interesting. Touch on that in a second. So now when Mercury went stationary direct, that was on the 3rd of this month, and we know what day that was. And so what happened was that Mercury stopped going backwards for a moment. It came to a stop, and then it began to go forwards. We're still, I believe today, which is the 14th, I believe that today it should have straightened out. But on the 3rd, thankfully, it's like a lot of monkey, I call it monkey business, a lot of monkey business, confusion with communications with people, you know, trying to coordinate something and things don't work out, or you send a text and it doesn't go. You know, there was a lot of that going on. So anyway, so Mercury has gone direct, which is great, which means communications improve. About 3 weeks ago, the planet Saturn went direct, which is great. What that really means is Saturn is the teacher in our natal chart. Astrologers, when they do a person's chart, generally speaking, they find where is Saturn in this person's birth chart, because that defines the person's entire chart as well as their entire life. So, and Saturn is also known as the cosmic cop, the karmic teacher. So Saturn keeps all of us in line, ideally, individually. So thankfully, that went direct. So it's like, okay, so the teacher is happy. So now we can leave the classroom and start walking forward. And Mercury is like, okay, I will walk with you. Here, let me help you. Here, let's do this. Let's clear up the communications so that we can understand what we're doing. So those two have made friends, which is good. And then we move to yesterday, Friday the 13th. So many people are paranoid about Friday the 13th, or they say they are and they're really not. What happened yesterday was interesting. First of all, Friday the 13th is actually... it celebrates what we call the divine feminine energies. It celebrates the goddess within. More importantly, it's simply celebrating the feminine energies as well as the divine masculine energies. So yesterday was a game changer. Yesterday was like doing a checkmate in the game of chess. Because even though Mars said, okay, well, I'm going to stop treading water backwards. Okay, now we'll start going forwards. Well, Mars has a bit of a temper. Mars doesn't play well in the sandbox with everybody else. It can, but it likes to get noticed. And so now it's begun a forward motion. And again, what has happened is more relationships are falling out. And so when I say that, it's not always, you know, one person doesn't like the other person and poo-poo, I'm out. It's not always like that. It has to do with our own evolution, or maybe we see a different aspect of what was going on, and now we're just kind of double-checking with ourselves, like, well, you know, I hadn't seen that before. What is it that I would like? So Mars likes to take its time, too. So Mars is going to take us on a little bit of a bumpy ride all the way through the beginning of January, specifically the first week of January. So one of the best things, a couple of things. First of all, just stay in your moment and go with the flow, because as we know, and this is human behavior stuff, when we resist something, then it will persist. Where if we say, all right, well, if I have to go left instead of right, fine, I'll do it. And then we find, oh, well, I actually like this drive a little bit better. So just letting folks know, you know, it might feel crunchy, it might feel bumpy. Just go with the flow as much as you can. And this is where self-care is really important. And it doesn't have to be on a grand scale. It can be you take the time to put on some hand lotion, or maybe you like to cozy up and watch a Christmas movie. Whatever it is that we can do to help bring our joy within, you know, taking that time, taking a little bit of a mini retreat, that's really important right now, because next month that there's going to be a window of time from about mid-December to the end of December, where there's going to be a big energy shift. And, you know, how this happens is on an individual level. You know, some people will respond with, well, there wasn't really a shift, but okay. And other people, profound thing ever they've ever gone through. And a lot of people will be like, oh, I don't even know what you're talking about. And that's okay. So just take the time right now, more than anything, to just relax. And, you know, we're going into the holidays. I think Halloween kicked that off. So, but, you know, this is Thanksgiving month. There's a lot of people that don't have families or don't have people they're close to. You know, let's focus on the self-care, the self-nurture. I can't say enough about it. And one of the most fun ways that we can do the self-care is listening to music. So Garrett, whenever your music comes out, I hope we're on the end. Are you going to have it on an MP3 or something like that that we can download?
Oh, you know, I try not to make anything that I do easily accessible by the general public, you know, because I would hate to sell anything. I know, crazy. Well, you know, if you're good tonight, maybe I'll play my New Year's song, which will be on the new album called Disco Resurrection. And you'll hear Pucker Up Buttercup, my New Year's Eve song. How many times have you, you know, yeah.
That's cute. That's super cute.
Everything I do is super cute. Except when it's not.
Of course it is.
So, okay. So, Stephanie, outside of listening to music, what do you do for self-care that really helps you?
There's a couple of things. I absolutely love Christmas movies. And 3 out of the 5 kids in my family, we are into Christmas movies like nobody's business. When my sister was here, most of what we watched was Christmas movies. That's
one of
my go-tos. Listen, I think I've seen most of them on Netflix, most of them on Amazon Prime, and then my brothers got me hooked up with Plex, and I'm on their program, and he's got Christmas movies upon Christmas movies, so when I run out, I have more to go to. But that's
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie, though?
A favorite one? Oh, my gosh. I have a few of them, but if you ask me to find a title, I don't know of one, but here's one that when Kelly was here, we watched the whole series. Of course we did. It's just simply called A Christmas Prince. And of course, you know, the prince falls in love and he's wearing Aldovia wherever, you know, cute
wherever Aldovia is.
Oh, yes, and the snowy with the beautiful castle and the snowy background. And, oh, yeah, there's the series, him and the girl meet. That's the first one. And then the next one is the royal wedding. And then we have the royal prince. But, yeah, I have other go-tos, though, that are just so much fun. One of them has to do with the advent calendar. It's so cute. Every day the young lady, she takes a little toy out because, you know, the advent calendar, every day it's a new little thing. So each little new little thing she takes out, she sets it down on the coffee table, and then something happens that day that's directly associated with that. And she got this Christmas, this advent calendar from, I think, it was a family member, like a grandfather. And so when he hands it to her, you hear the music, like, you know, the little jingle, the little snowflake falling of, oh, the magic, and there's the energy, and now it's magical. And so, of course, you know, the fun part is with Christmas movies, you know, in the end, it's generally the romance movies, and they fall in love and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
Even though they're predictable, they're just so much fun. That's one of the things I do. Another thing that I absolutely love to do that's cathartic for me is just getting out and driving around. I love the nature here anyway, mm-hmm. and you don't have to drive far to get in the nature. So especially this time of year, it's a little cold to be out walking around, but it's cathartic to go see the scenery. What's really cool here too in Anchorage is that we have some beautiful scenic locations, and you know, those are generally partly full to almost full because the local residents here, the local Alaskans, love all of these viewpoints. I love that. One of my favorite ones, it's called Beluga Point, and it's where the beluga whales come through in the summer. So in August of each year, the beluga whales are passing through, and it's pretty interesting. It's cool. It's amazing. Yeah.
I love that. I keep telling you, one of these days, I'm just gonna, you know, surprise you and come up for like, you know, 6 months or something crazy. But and every day will be a new adventure in Alaska. We can make a TikTok video and figure out, you know, what TikTok is.
Oh my god!
I know that'll be the first 3 months. It'll take us that long to figure it out. Anyway,
I know.
Can we move on to the next sound clip that we have? Because we're about the halfway mark in the show, and I just want to make sure that you know, everything is working, and then we can take some listener calls. Are you ready to hear? I haven't heard any of these, but because, again, I had to race out of the studio, and I said, Brian, email them to me. And so 3 seconds before the show starts, I'm getting them, and I'm throwing them into the studio. So we're going to hear it for the first time. Are you ready, Stephanie?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Oh, okay.
The time has come for meditation.
I like that.
Okay, good.
That's exactly what I thought it was going to be. That's amazing.
Okay, good.
Okay, cool. This is awesome. Okay, cool. Shall we do a quick meditation?
Yes. I think a quick meditation with Stephanie would be awesome.
I think we can do it about 1 minute. If
okay.
we need it to be short, we can do that. Okay. All right. So everyone, I want you to just close your eyes for a moment. And we're going to visualize a big white ball. And it's down in the middle of the center of Mother Earth, excuse me. We're going to bring this big white ball up through the bottoms of our feet, up our legs, up through our torso, out through the top of our heads. And we're going to keep going, and we're going to keep going and going. We're going to go through this beautiful rainbow. It's kind of a jelly-like substance. We're going to wiggle through that and keep going. And we're going to arrive at a little place, and it's all pink. It's comforting. It's soft. And this is known as the pink cloud of compassion. And we're going to rest here for just a moment. And we're going to allow this beautiful big cotton ball to surround us. And now we're going to go up just one more step higher. We can bring the pink cotton ball with us if we want. And now we're in a place where it does look like heaven, where it's the white clouds and it's kind of silvery and it's peaceful. And we're the only ones here. And we are here with our deity, creator, source, God, divine, higher power, whatever we want to call it. And just let us hear for a moment and connect with your divine, connect with your deity. Allow yourself to feel this peace. Just breathe that in. And now we're going to return the same way we went. So we're now going to exit this fluffy white cloud, go back into the pink cloud of compassion. And we're going to allow ourselves to feel that again. Just feel the arms of that compassion hugging you. And now we're going to move back through this neat rainbow, this jelly-like substance. And the colors of the rainbow are significant. Just enjoy the colors for what they are. We're going to keep going. And we're going to come back into our bodies with that big ball of light down into the top of our head, which is our crown chakra. Move that down. And once it moves into your heart space, we can stop there and just bring that ball of light into your heart. And now you are grounded. There you have it.
I feel so relaxed. I want to get some Calgon.
You can do that.
Yeah. If I had a bathtub, I'd just have a shower. So, with that,
okay.
Stephanie, should we take some listener calls?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So,
okay.
If you are a first-time caller, I'm going to lay out the rules of the road, and you will like them. We make it really easy here. So when you call in and would like to ask a question at 323-657-1493, that is the hotline here on Rated G Radio with Saturday Night Live with Psychic Stephanie Girard tonight. By the way, if you would like to schedule a private reading with Stephanie, you can do so conveniently. If you are listening to the show live, we have hyperlinks attached to the body of the show, and it will take you to whitelight.love, which is Stephanie's website. If you just click it, it takes you right there. It's easy. Or if you're listening on iTunes or whatever, your favorite PPE podcast places everywhere. Again, it's whitelight.love. Go schedule an appointment. If you're hesitant or not sure, go read some of her testimonials and then click on schedule an appointment and just do it, because it will just change your life in so many great, amazing ways. But tonight you get to ask one question, not one plus 73 follow-ups on the same thing or a different topic. One question is it. So please be respectful of other listeners who are also looking to make some calls into the show. When I unmute your line, I'll identify your area code, ask for your first name, then your question, and then I go mute so you and Stephanie can have your moment together. When the call's wrapped up, I'll conclude the call and we'll go on to the next caller. Got it, everybody? Okay, that's how we roll here. Stephanie, our first caller is in the 111 area code. That means it's an internet-based call. I'm unmuting your line. Welcome to the show, caller. Can we get your first name and your question for Stephanie?
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Stephanie. I always listen. I barely get in, so I'm happy I got in. Always interesting stories. Fascinating. I did that meditation, and I feel really great, so calm. So thank you for helping the guests and the customers. I have a quick question. One specific question. I have a male friend that I know I missed his phone call, but I was too late for me to get it. At the time, I was doing something. Did you see us communicating again in the future? It's he's darker skin. Starts with the letter L, the man.
Sure, that's fine. Yeah. First thing is, yes, you will connect again. He is going to take his time to reach out. So, Lisa, one second, because I'm receiving two different images. So, when information comes in, sometimes it's pictures, sometimes it's a movie, sometimes it's a song. I'm seeing something different with you this time. What I am seeing is there's focus on this individual. There's also coming up a possibility of a different individual. So someone else will present themselves. What's coming through is about 2 months from now. And it's nothing that you have to go looking for. This could even be something in like a grocery store type situation. You know, you're just doing your shopping and you bump into somebody and have a nice conversation. As far as the person you're asking about, yes, they'll be in touch. But the thing is, the likelihood of them reaching out at this place and time is minimal. It's around 20-25%. It doesn't quite reach 30%. So focus on what it is that you would like to have or create, and then start directing your energies, your visualizations, your manifesting, start putting it in that direction. And then one more thing I forgot to mention is that tomorrow is a new moon. So this is perfect timing to write down on paper what it is that you wish to have. Versus focusing on what's not happening, focus on what you would like to manifest and create and go from there.
Thank you. Very beautiful. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa. Keep us posted. Let us know. We'll have another show with Stephanie live the second Saturday of the month, next month in December. Okay, our next caller is going to be out of the 229 area code. 229, you're live with Stephanie. May we get your first name and your question?
Yes, my first name is Melvin, and my question is, I'm having issues. Do you do have questions?
We can look at it, yeah. The one question, but yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. I'm having issues with me. It seems like one thing is bothering me, and then here comes another thing, and here comes something else. And I was just wondering, is I'm going to get better?
Yep, one second here. So as you're talking, the energy, it's not so much I see what it is. I'm receiving the different images. And so with you, first and foremost, you're already familiar with this, but maintain a mindfulness about where your fear is at. Because when we're feeling fear, the anxiety and so forth, that actually brings in more energy to support the negativity, if that makes sense. And I know you understand that. So okay, wonderful. So in terms of you getting better, in terms of you seeing yourself better, the likelihood of that is actually quite right around between 75-80% likely. One of the things that comes through for you, Melvin, is simply dietary. It also feels like there are some body fluids that are not draining, meaning your lymphatic system. So you might want to think about adding a little bit of lemon juice to your water each day. Think about doing that. You can also add a little bit of apple cider vinegar, and it would need to be the type that has the mother in it. In other words, the floaty stuff. It needs to be that kind of apple cider vinegar because it's alkaline, which then better supports the system. I think between the two, if I was you and you're open to it, try just a capful of the apple cider vinegar in a glass of water, because what that does is it does help to heal the body. It helps heal inflammation. It helps heal joint pain. It helps to balance the bacteria in the stomach, you see. So think about that. And it also helps with water retention. So it will help you to eliminate the excess water that's in your system, because it feels like that is backing things up as well. Does that make sense?
That make perfect sense. Yes, ma'am. You hear? Yeah. I thank you.
Oh, you're very
cool.
Welcome. You're so welcome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you, Melvin. Thank you, Melvin, for your
All right,
question.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Yeah, good to hear from you. Melvin's a longtime listener. I know that when we were doing the show back in the day, he would also be calling in. So it's cool to hear from you, Melvin. Thank you very much for taking time out of your Saturday night to spend with us. And I did not know that about the lemon water, Stephanie, because you will think I'm crazy, but I now consume so much lemon water that I've had to start buying it at the 99-cent store because I can't afford the lemon juice out of the regular grocery store. Well, you laugh, but I have a 32-ounce bottle of lemon juice that I got at a dollar store.
Wow.
And I go through probably 2 to 3 bottles of that a week. But what I do is I'm trying to not use much plastic, or reusable, that type of stuff. I just, I use the one jar of lemon juice, pour it into, other containers that I've had the lemon juice in, and I use that as water bottles. But every day, the second I get home, I drink a full 32-ounce thing of my watered-down lemon water, and then I drink one throughout the night as well. So, and I've wondered why, my numbers on the scale have been really nice in the last few months, and it's only after I started doing the lemon water. So that's so fascinating to hear you talk about that with Melvin.
Oh, absolutely. And and we're also getting some trace minerals with that too, believe it or not. But yes, that helps to eliminate all of that excess, which is great.
Cool.
I love the apple cider vinegar as well. Now I have that almost every day. Another thing, by the way, for everybody listening, and you too, Garrett, a great, great probiotic. It's probably the best probiotic you can take for your tummy is sauerkraut.
What?
Now, yes, and here's so. First of all, you want the fresh, so naming a big store, a great big major store we all know, Costco. They have in their refrigerated section organic sauerkraut, and it's in the bigger little chubby jug, but a person is only taking 1 tablespoon a day, and that is first thing in the morning, because then it gets that good bacteria in the tummy for the entire day.
Oh.
And it's a natural, of course it's coming from food, so we're not popping yet another capsule. We're in, taking in food to help support us. So yeah, that's another one, but it's fantastic. So, that's a great option as well, because that also, it's probably not as profound as the lemon juice in terms of eliminating the excess water, but it's excellent for your tummy. And one friend of mine, she's a retired nurse. She's let me know over and over, our tummies, our stomach is our second brain.
What?
It's actually the brain for our entire body. The more we take care of our digestive, just in general, the more we can support our tummy, because that's a processor. We've got our gallbladder that does its job. We have the liver that does its job. But the tummy is doing a lot of work, let's put it that way. Sauerkraut, and then the fresh, and then organic at that. And I think, you get a jug of that, and that's probably going to last you a good 6 weeks or so, if not longer. You're spending a whopping, $12, $13, $14 on it as all. But at the end of the day, you want the fresh stuff from the refrigerated section.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great
thing.
And
it's just in a tablespoon or teaspoonful.
Just 1 tablespoon, and that's it.
Uh-huh.
It actually tastes pretty good. It tastes pretty good, so, if one craves that kind of thing, it's kind of vinegary, but it's not bad. It's actually gentle on the vinegar thing. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to our next caller. Let's see what other kind of gems are out there. And just a reminder, Stephanie can be found on whitelight.love, and you can book your private reading with her for any amount of time that you would like, limit it to at least 6 hours. But, yes, you can schedule your own private time with Stephanie on Zoom or Skype or over the phone, you know, and then she does make public appearances as well. So make sure to check out her events page on whitelight.love. Next caller is calling from the 434 area code. You're now live with Stephanie. May we have your first name and your question?
Khalil Reed.
Hi, Khalil. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How can we help you?
Did I talk to you before?
I think so, but your energy feels familiar.
Well, I was wondering when I was at the presidential rally.
Okay, we just went through this last month. We're not doing that again. Okay, Khalil, sorry, we're not going in that direction. Okay, 856 area code, you are now live with Stephanie. Can we get your first name and your question, please?
Hi, so is Maria. How are you guys?
Good, thanks, Rosemary. Go ahead.
Great. So far, so good. My mom passed away this past week, and I tried calling my friend and letting them know, and he's the one that could connect with me to calm me down. Spirit, you know what I mean? Long story short, and I kind of got went off on him pretty bad because he sent somebody else to me instead of to help me and stuff. And I got went off, so I'm wondering if he's going to ever contact me directly about this, my mom passing and all that stuff.
If he will come forth and speak his condolences.
Yeah.
You. Okay, one second. And tonight, by the way, so one of the modalities I do is called spiritual response therapy. And what that means is working with a pendulum and charts. And so this evening I do have my pendulum out, and, you know, which makes the yes, no questions fairly easy. What's happening, though, I'm not getting a clear answer. So at this place in time, it's undecided. I'm not getting a clear yes or a clear no. It just goes in circles. Now, would he reach out in the near future to offer something? It doesn't look like it. It's not going to be right away. One thing I can also say as well is, being that Mars just went direct yesterday and it is a bumpy ride, just give it some time and then stay focused on you. And I'm very sorry for the loss of your mom. And also know that she is making her way to the pearly gates and is probably going to have the time of her life. So, but let me ask one more time. Not just yet, because part of this, too, for you is that in your grief, and again, I'm very sorry, it's so hard when our mothers pass, you know, mine passed away 9 years ago, and it's painful, to say the least.
Yeah.
You're going to be more focused on you for a while. It feels like he might emerge. He's going to emerge. Give him 3 or 4 weeks. It's just he'll emerge, but on his timeline, not yours. So
yeah.
But he'll come around. Right now, you do you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Rosemary.
You're welcome.
Time. I'm like, ask it real fast. Cool. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll
You're
just
welcome.
Send lots of good thoughts your direction. I mean, that's never an easy thing to go through. So you definitely have our sympathies, and I know all of our listeners would say the same as well. So next caller is out of the 504 area code. May we have your first name and your question, please?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Debbie, and I am having a problem. I feel like I'm surrounded by angry people, if that makes sense. And like at work, my neighbor, my mother, you know, and I'm wondering what God is trying to teach me, because I feel like my lessons are getting, you know, more subtle but difficult. And I used to be so on like what I was supposed to be learning. But I feel so lost right now.
Okay. I understand to a large extent what you're talking about. I talked with a friend today who does this work as well. And so we actually, so this is a fresh discussion. So I'm coming off of a fresh discussion. What is happening is this, you know, all I have to say is, you know, just take a look around. We know what's going on at present, energetically speaking. So that being said, for those of us, and it sounds like you included, who are really truly following or calling or doing the best that we can to listen to God to say, okay, what would you like for me to do today? And I think one of the things regarding isolation and everything this year is that it's bringing us back to our center. Okay. So at this place in time, what is happening with you that no one's probably told you is that you are evolving. So if we think, you know, in the Bible, it says, you know, don't put your light under the bushel type thing. You know, there's lots of different ways to say that. As your light is getting stronger and stronger, and you are likely emitting a stronger sense of love, starting with your own self-love, your love of God, and then you share that. This is the frequency that you're emitting. So now we take this light and we're bringing it into a dark basement. And people's eyes are used to being, oh, it's dark in here. Oh, there's a light. I don't like that light. Turn that light off. Do you follow what I'm saying? Metaphorically speaking?
Okay. I do, exactly,
so this,
yeah.
Okay, this is what you're contending with. So in other words, you're quote-unquote up-leveling spiritually. You're getting stronger. And in these situations, in your prayers, the strongest energy to quote-unquote help with this, to, I don't want to say combat it, but when we ask for God, when we pray to God to say, listen, my workplace is very uncomfortable. Please send the energy of love. Send love to each and every person. Saturate the workplace, the physical environment, all the cubicles, all of the desks, all of the people. So you can do your own visualization of that. Now, I have a story to share. When I first learned theta healing and we learned how to send love, you know, it's like, okay, we don't send nasty thoughts. We don't send all the nasty words we want to say. We send the energy of love. Love is the strongest energy on the planet. In numerology, it's a number 9, which means for the greater good of the whole. Okay.
Okay.
So when I had learned to send love and I sent it to my physical work environment, I felt challenged. I did that on the weekend. I went in on a Monday, and granted, this was a nonprofit and we were in season, so, you know, people were in and out, hosting different events and such. On that day that I went in, there was nobody there. And nobody came to the office until I left at 4:30. So that's what the energy of love can do, because it cleanses and it purifies. Yes. And then when, so the person that came at 4:30 was actually the EVP. And she was very gingerly sticking her key in the lock, like, is there anybody in there? And she saw me pop up, and it startled her. But you know, this way, you're staying, you're still exercising your own authority, your own inner integrity. You are in alignment with the divine. You're keeping it clean and pure, and that's the bottom line here. So that's what's going on with you. So I know it's uncomfortable, but what's happening is that the stuff that's not going to be in your life for much longer is being pushed aside, and it's making way for the new stuff, meaning it could be new friends, new people, new job, you know. That's what's going on with you. So,
but even my neighbor,
continue to do what you're doing.
Even I live in a duplex, and he's, you know, he smokes, like, kind of my way. You know, like, that's another difficult. You know, I'm just like, it, work is the worst.
That,
you're right on that. You're right on that.
Work
but,
is the worst, yeah. And but with anything else, though, it's also important to remember to have healthy boundaries, you know, because we're nice, you know. We're not just a little, we're not just carrying the little wicker basket with all the flowers and we're tossing petals. I mean, that would be lovely, and everyone would cooperate. That's what we would love to have, but that's not the case. So yes, that would be something,
right,
though, where it's the process of the communication and just saying, hey, look, you know, you're a great person or whatever. So, and this is where we are being called to action. And one of the action plans is communication. So it may very well be with your neighbor, it's time to do that. But with the workplace, that's a different egg. That's a different bird. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they started kind of, there's one that ignores me. So first I was kind of upset because I'd ask a question and she wouldn't answer. Then I realized today maybe she doesn't really hear me. You know, maybe the frequencies are so off. I was like, okay, well, but it seems like she asks me questions and I answer her. So I'm confused. Anyway,
that's also an energy thing as well. So just know that you are in alignment and then keep your thoughts and your actions, you know, in a good way. So just,
okay,
you know, love bomb them. Just say, okay, God, just send a love bomb to everybody. Call it good.
Okay.
And then observe, because that will be your proof in the pudding on what happens when you do that. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Debbie.
You're
good
welcome.
Luck. And, you know, Debbie, one other thing that you can do, and you have to make sure it's okay with your B-O-S-S-F-I-R-S-T, spell that out and you'll know what I'm saying. Take a sage stick to your office and light that sucker on fire, and not set your office on fire, but sage your office. Can I tell you, I mean, I did that. Okay. I'm not proud to admit this, but I did this like 3 weeks ago. And except I went a little overboard on the sage inside the office, and I went in before the office opened to do this. And usually if I do it, I do it, you know, like when everybody's gone, you know, type of a thing. And everybody walked in and said, what the heck happened in here? You know, cause I couldn't even get rid of the smoke from the sage. Cause my sage stick, cause I made homemade sage, you know, a sage stick, and it kind of went a little too much. And so the entire inside of my office was like completely, and I was like turning the air conditioning down to like 60. So, with the doors open, and we can't have our doors open because we can't have the public in right now. So I had the doors open, air conditioning to 60. And but the energy has been so much lovelier ever since.
Isn't it nice? I mean, seriously.
So
nice. Oh, yeah.
It totally worked. Yeah. So
cool.
With that lovely call from Debbie, we're going to wish her great energy. Just send those good thoughts. And then, you know, you could also, you know, do the letter writing and things like that where you, you know, write it and burn it and rip it up. Don't give it to the person. That totally works too. Stephanie, we got 1 minute left. Do you have like 30 seconds of charm and inspiration you can share with the world before we close out the show today?
Yeah, everyone just breathe, just go with the flow. This is really hard to hear, but know that it's not personal. Know that you are part, you know, you're part of the water drop of many, many people. And hold on to who you are. Hold on to your character, your integrity. We're being challenged with that right now. Be true to yourself. Absolutely be true to yourself. And honor yourself, self-care, self-care, self-care. Take care of you first. So important.
Absolutely. So with that, everybody, whitelight.love is Stephanie's website. Go there, book your private appointment. Thank Stephanie later, because you totally will. And we're going to be back in a couple of weeks with Rebecca Fisk. She'll be taking your calls live on the last Saturday of November. And I might even sneak in a show with Mary Lou Monroe Ray for her Rated Oz radio from down in Brisbane, Australia. Check that out as well. And Rated LGBT Radios. Everybody, have a great day. Be safe. And we love you all. You've been listening to Rated G Radio.